Well, another day today with quite a bit of cloud cover. We've started a rough trend again here over the last few days of a good deal of cloudiness and below average temperatures, at least for the most part. It's not been cold or frigid, just kind of cool. And we've had a lot of cloud cover and somewhat breezy. And we get that again today. So temperatures will be stuck in the 60s most of the afternoon, may sneak in a 70 or a 71 west and southwest of Jacksonville. And it'll be especially breezy and cooler at our beaches where we continue to have a high rip current risk. We'll drop only into the upper 50s tonight and then one warm day tomorrow, one warm day this week, in other words. A mix of sun and clouds ahead of a pretty decent cold front tomorrow. Temperatures will reach the mid to upper 70s, and if we can get enough sun early enough, a few spots, especially west of I-95, could touch 80 degrees tomorrow. But that's not going to last long. Strong cold front is on the move, and it'll be plowing across the area on Thursday with a period of heavy showers and thunderstorms ahead of the front. Now, this front will produce severe weather today over parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. That'll head eastbound tomorrow with severe weather for parts of Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and the Florida Panhandle, and then headed eastward for Thursday. It looks like we'll have a few strong storms here locally. Not likely to see widespread severe weather, but some strong wind gusts. Certainly a period of very heavy rainfall can be expected. The most significant rain since the end of November, when we saw anywhere from a quarter to a half inch of rain with a similar type front moving through the area. This one's a little stronger, a little more moisture to work with, so I'd expect everybody to get at least some rain on Thursday and amounts to average about a third to three quarters of an inch with a spot or two that may manage an inch of rain. And that's good news because we've had no measurable rain officially this month at the International Airport. We'll go a couple of weeks in the end for the first 2 weeks of December before getting that rain on Thursday. So that's good news. We need the rainfall. It will be widespread. It won't be particularly long-lasting. It looks to be centered on the middle of the day into the middle of the afternoon and then should be diminishing with any luck for the most part by the time we get to our late afternoon commute. But it's a one-shot deal here. Rain comes in and it'll move out and then it'll be dry again by Friday and into Saturday. It turns much cooler behind the front. We'll manage to get into the 70s Thursday before the rain begins in earnest. Once that happens, temperatures fall back into the 60s and we'll sort of hold there. And then Friday and Saturday, we'll see high temperatures only in the 60s. Nighttime lows at least into the 40s, and a few inland spots may see some 30s as we get some pretty chilly air in here on the backside of this cold front that, again, is producing severe weather to our west and northwest the next couple of days, a major winter storm through parts of the Rockies, Plains, and upper Midwest. And it's our next best chance for significant rainfall and a decent weather maker, if you will, for us on Thursday. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.